Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A New Jersey mother is charged with killing her daughters, ages 1 and 3, at their home in Ocean County. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says officers responded to a call in Lakewood for two little girls in cardiac arrest. Paramedics were already on scene performing life-saving efforts when officers arrived, but those efforts failed and both kids were pronounced dead at the home on Shenandoah Drive just before 5 o'clock Tuesday. Their mother, 27-year-old Naomi Elkins, is charged with two counts of murder and related offenses. Investigators say she drowned both girls, ages 1 and 3, and they say the 1-year-old was also stabbed.
Elkins was taken into custody without incident. She is currently being held in the Ocean County Jail pending a detention hearing. A Pennsylvania state trooper was injured after a tractor trailer hit his police cruiser early this morning on I-76. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
State police say the trooper was monitoring a construction work zone on I-76 westbound near the exit for Roosevelt Boulevard when the trooper's cruiser was rear-ended by a tractor trailer just before 4 a.m. Police say the trooper had engaged all emergency lights at the time of the crash. The officer had to be taken to the hospital by medics and is being treated for what officials describe as moderate injuries.
KYW News Radio asked state police whether or not the driver of the tractor trailer was injured, but have not yet heard back. PECO is continuing a decades-long tradition of helping people across the region stay cool in the summer heat. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, this program has a special emphasis on some of the area's most vulnerable residents.
With the region under a heat advisory, Delaware County Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor is emphasizing just how serious these weather conditions can be.
While many of us enjoy the sunshine and the warmer weather, heat can be dangerous for kids, pets, and especially for our vulnerable and older adults.
Dr. Taylor was joined by PECO's Michelle Garrity Wednesday, who's saying they're giving 100 fans to Delaware County, who now will hand them out for free at their senior centers.
This event is one of the many steps we take to ensure customers and communities are prepared for the summer heat.
Garrity says the program extends to Bucks, Chester, Montgomery, Philadelphia, and York counties. Delco officials say seniors can contact the county's Office of Services for the Aging or stop by one of their senior centers for a free fan. Sunday is Pennsylvania's budget deadline, but lawmakers in Harrisburg continue to squabble over key parts of the state's financial plan. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
As the Pennsylvania House Appropriations Committee advanced the primary budget bill earlier this week, Minority Chair York County Republican Seth Groves says this part of the process should have been done months ago.
I believe we all learned a great deal from last year on how to run this process and get a budget done on time, but apparently we did not.
Groves has been pushing for zero-based budgeting, requiring each agency to start from zero and explain why they need each dollar rather than asking for an increase each year. But Grove declined to offer an amendment at what he called this late hour. Appropriations Majority Chair, Philadelphia Democrat Jordan Harris.
The way that you work in a bipartisan fashion is you pick up the phone and you call people and you talk about working together. I am still waiting the gentleman's call.
Education funding and taxes remain at the top of the list of sticking points. The Food and Drug Administration sent a warning to Horsham-based Bimbo Bakeries after they accused the company of using food labels that say products contain potentially dangerous allergens, even if they don't. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Horsham.
The FDA sent Bimbo officials a letter laying out their findings after inspecting a few of their plants last year. One example the FDA brought up, several breads under the Sara Lee brand had labels stating that there were sesame seeds in the bread, but it turns out none were used. Another example, the Brown Berry Whole Grains 12 Grains and Seeds label said the bread contained walnuts, almonds, and hazelnuts, but the FDA says those ingredients were not in the product.
The FDA says labeling is no substitution for making sure there isn't any cross-contamination in the facilities. Bimbo officials in a statement say they take their role in protecting consumers with allergen sensitivities very seriously and that they're working with the FDA on solutions. The acting HUD secretary was in Philadelphia today to announce a $3 million grant to the city as part of a nationwide effort to reduce obstacles to affordable housing. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
There's never a grant without a big check.
Acting HUD Secretary Adrian Todman produced the obligatory giant check for photos as she announced the grant at soon-to-open subsidized Janney Senior Apartments in Kensington. Mayor Sherelle Parker accepted with a proviso.
I don't take a picture with the big check unless the little check is in the bank.
Mayor Parker said the money would support her plan to build or preserve 30,000 units of affordable housing during her term.
The mayor said her multifaceted plan is still being designed. She expects to announce details in the fall. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.